Cupid nodded.
I know you do. I just wish I had never done what you asked. I am sorry for it, whether you believe it or not. Mom and I both are.
His emotions churning, Julian could say nothing as desolation rushed through him. He saw Penelope's face in his mind and winced. It was one thing for his family to punish him, but they should never have gone after the innocent. Cupid placed a small box on the table in front of him.
If you're to have any hope for freedom, you'll more than likely need those.
Beware of Greeks bearing gifts, Julian said bitterly as he opened the box to find two pairs of large silver shackles and a set of small keys resting in a bed of dark blue satin.
Instantly, he recognized his stepfather's intricate work.
Hephaestus?
Cupid nodded.
Not even Zeus can break them. When you feel your control slipping, I would advise you to fasten yourself to something really solid and keep...
He directed a glare at Grace.
Her at a distance.
Julian took a deep, ragged breath. He would have laughed at the irony, but he couldn't quite muster it. One way or another, during his incarnation, he always seemed to find himself chained to something.
It's inhuman, Grace gasped.
Cupid gave her a fierce stare.
Baby, believe me, if you don't chain him down, you will regret it.
How much time do I have?
Julian asked. He shrugged.
I don't know. It largely depends on you and how much self-control you have.
Cupid snorted.
Then again, given it's you, you might be able to slide by without using them at all.
Julian closed the box. He was strong, but he wasn't as optimistic as Eros. His optimism had died a slow, painful death long ago. Eros clapped him on the back.
Good luck.
Julian didn't speak as Eros left them. He stared at the box while Cupid's words sifted through his mind. If he had learned anything over the centuries, it was to let the fates have their way. It was stupid to even think he had a chance to break free. This was his lot, and he would accept it. He was a slave, and a slave he would remain.
Julian? Grace asked. What is it?
We can't do this. Just take me home, Grace. Take me home and let me make love to you. Let's just get it over with before someone, most likely you, gets hurt.
But this is your chance for freedom. It could very well be the only shot you have at it. Have you ever before been summoned by a woman with Alexander in her name?
No.
Then we have to do this.
You don't understand,
he said between clenched teeth.
If what Eros said is true, by the time that last night arrives, I won't be me.
Who will you be?
I'll be a monster.
She looked skeptical.
I don't think you could ever be a monster.
He glared at her.
You have no idea what I'm capable of, and when the gods' madness comes upon you, you are beyond all help, all hope.
A knot settled tight in his stomach.
You should never have summoned me, Grace.
Julian reached for his drink. Did you ever think that maybe this was what was meant to be? She asked suddenly. Maybe I summoned you because I was meant to free you.